The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Well, with the ongoing pandemic, kindness is just one thing that might keep us all going. It can be hard to concentrate with the daily numbers, but are there ways to find inspiration in the darkness and maybe even create work that is worthwhile or even beautiful? Actor and writer Margaret McAuliffe has been looking at how dark times can produce great work.
Like most people, I've listened to loads of podcasts, but unlike most people, since the pandemic began, I've stopped listening to my favourites. They used to keep me company when I did my commute, cycling into Dublin City through Clontarf's new metropolis, the Prom. I don't do that anymore. It's very dangerous to cycle with anything in your ears, and also, generally speaking, people don't like it. People who love you. People who hate you. Your fellow cyclists. People who hate cyclists, that they're all united. Ah, but I did. I used to love an Owl episode of Serial or S-Town.
Here's a case I've been working on.
The Beautiful Blind Boy.
I have a nice long podcast for you this week.
Or The Creep Dive, to hasten my journey whenever I was off out somewhere. Must get to that meeting on time and must listen to a man from Limerick describe how Caravaggio might have painted with dark, cheap coloured paint so he could afford more binge drinking and brawling, but in doing so, perfected tenebrism.
Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. I've never seen a painting with a lighthouse before.
However, since the pandemic wormed its way into our daily lives, any inclination I once had towards the dark paint was replaced, usurped. Possibly by joy. It's mad, isn't it? Now is not the time for dark paint. But, and this is the tricky part of the pandemic for me, I'm a playwright, a screenwriter and an actor. I'm not alone in feeling the pressure of the memes that shot straight to the gut of my creativity at the start of lockdown, as theatres went dark and events were cancelled, one government speech after another.
I want to speak to you tonight about our country's ongoing battle against the virus.
You might remember the meme which said, "Just a reminder, when Shakespeare was in quarantine, he wrote King Lear."
By Jupiter, this shall not be revoked.
Now, most people read that and came up with all sorts of witty responses for what they'd personally achieved in quarantine, mostly to do with food or binge-watching Netflix shows.
Emily.
Camille, enchanté.
And how did you get so lucky to move to Paris?
But I have to admit, as a writer and actor, I definitely felt a twinge of guilt. This should be a great time to create. Except my light bulb was broken. And Woody's was closed, if you remember. Dark times.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
A friend recently told me that Paul Simon wrote The Sound of Silence in the dark, in his bathroom. He was just 21 years old and apparently needed to turn the light off to concentrate. He went in there for the echoey tiles and soothing sound of the rushing faucet for inspiration. It took him 3 months after that to perfect the lyrics. Now, he might not have been in the bathroom all that time, but he had the kernel of the thing. So maybe we can all find inspiration in the dark.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way.
Dolly Parton wrote I Will Always Love You during a particularly tough time in her life. Trapped in a duet partnership with an overbearing once mentor, she yearned for freedom and fought with Porter Wagner until he granted it to her. It was the song that did it.
We'll always love you.
Prince apparently wrote Nothing Compares to You, not as a love song, but following the sudden departure of his domestic motor, his wonderfully caring and nurturing assistant, Sandy Scipione, who left to look after her own family in Minnesota following the sudden death of her father. It was Sandy who planted those flowers in the backyard and made sure to tell the groundskeeper not to mow the lawn when Prince was having a nap. He took her absence painfully, and wrote this song to address his feelings of frustration, of missing someone, and acknowledging that he needed them.
It's been 7 hours and 13 days since you took your love away.
After Sinead O'Connor covered it in 1990, it has helped countless others through painful breakups. We can all find inspiration in those dark personal moments. The pandemic is huge and belongs to us all, but it's only a backdrop. It's not the thing. You're the thing. How you respond is the detail that makes us all unique and interesting. So, if your response is to merely get through the days, albeit unproductive and uncreative, that's totally fine. Count yourself lucky that these aren't your dark times. And, if unfortunately they are, know that you'll emerge from this personal pain rinsed and changed with a brand new perspective, which, who knows, might inspire you to create something. I'm choosing to focus on the togetherness, the light and the joy of the little things. And then, when things slowly slink back to that which might be recognised as normal, I can once again listen to my favourite dark podcasts as I safely run along the prom in the bright Dublin sunshine.
Margaret McAuliffe there.